Cheka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria vandag 27, Johannesburg 24, Polokwane 26 grade.
Goeiemôre, ek's Lestie Reken en Emma Glenie by N12 Wes. 'N Vragmotorongeluk, dis voor die R555 Black Hill afrit.
In your sport, my Cape Town get the Betway SA20 season off to a perfect start with a commanding victory over defending champions Sunrisers Eastern Cape. And Sports Minister Gayton McKenzie urges Cricket South Africa to consider boycotting its Champions Trophy match against Afghanistan next month.
Die adjunkminister van water en sanitasie David Mahlobo verwelkom die voltooiing van fase 1 van die Magalies waterklipdrif projek in Hammanskraal. Toetse bevestig die water voldoen nou aan gesondheidsstandaarde nadat die stelsel skoongemaak is. Mahlobo sê die projek verskaf tans daagliks 12 miljoen liter skoon water aan sleutelgebiede.
I can confirm that when you look at issues of the availability of E. coli is within the range, and they are actually performing around 99 to 100% in terms of compliance, which is very, very good. We can confirm that the water is fit for human consumption.
Die Durban Landdroshof het uitspraak voorbehou in die borgtog aansoek van 2 van die 5 mans wat beskuldig word van die moord op die kletsrymer Kenan Akai Forbes en sy vriend Tabelo Tips Motswane. Die twee is in Februarie 2023 buite die Wish restaurant doodgeskiet, Nasir Sujal berig.
In an affidavit, Detective Kumarasan Pillay rubbished the submissions made by Gwabeni and Indamande, saying the facts were dealt with in last year's bail application. He then revealed that footage has now been acquired, showing Forbes arriving and meeting his entourage at the airport. Pillay says as the rapper and his team walk to a vehicle rental office in the vicinity, Gwabeni is clearly visible near them. The investigating officer says Gwabeni is seen on the phone and that they've established that he is speaking to accused number 2 in the case, Lindani Ntamande. Nushera Sudial, Durban Magistrates Court.
Die tesorie-generaal van die ANC, Gwen Ramaphosa, sê die party moet nou nog harder werk om die meeste Suid-Afrikaners se lewens te verbeter.
Our democracy has made progress but has left lots of people behind. This is a 70th anniversary of the Freedom Charter that also declared that the wealth of the country must be shared by all who live in it and who work it, and the focus should be on how we put our heads together, those that are ahead economically to lift as they rise.
ANC-president Ramaphosa gaan môre die Januarie 8 verklaring in Kaapstad lewer terwyl die party sy 113de bestaanjaar vier. Nog nie uit die buiteland, minstens 20 mense is gearresteer vir plundering of huisbraak terwyl 5 veldbrande steeds in Los Angeles voed. 5 mense is dood, LA City brandweerhoof Kristen Crowley.
Palisades fire, as we know, started January 7th. Size at this point is 17,234 acres. 0% containment. Extreme fire behavior continues to challenge firefighting efforts for the Palisades area. Wind gusts are up to 60 miles per hour. Firefighters and air resources will continue to work to protect the community.
Bewolk en koel tot warm met donderbuie oor groot dele van Gauteng, Noordwes, Mpumalanga en Limpopo. Pretoria 27, Johannesburg 24, Rustenburg en Mbombela 28, Tshwane 29 grade. Vir diegene wat vandag reis, Kaapstad 25, Tshwane 26, Durban 29, Bloemfontein 34 grade. Ek is Chanel September, top story at this hour, Water Sanitation Minister or Deputy Minister for the Department, David Mahlobo, has welcomed the completion of phase 1 of the Magalies Water Clip Drift Project in Hammanskraal.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Ilandre is our guest on the show this morning. He's not here about music, but he's here about a challenge for us to go vegan in January. The question is, how the heck do you do it? What do you eat? Let's start with breakfast.
So we've got Fakin, which is a vegan version of bacon.
And what is this? It looks like egg.
That's a tofu scramble.
And this is the nicest tofu.
So tasted.
Mm, yeah, this is really good. So you're telling me